Yeah, I mean, we didn't sustain anything in the first half, offensively, and that's what we talk about all the time. In the second half, we protected Sam better and gave him an opportunity to throw the football, and you saw what he could do, and we could do that. But we didn't do a good job in the first half of protecting Sam, so we didn't get any. We couldn't convert third downs in the first half.
Why can't your running game work?
We were getting banged up a couple. I think we missed a few blocks inside, so we got some penetration. We kind of got that straightened down. I thought we ended up moving the ball halfway decent in the second half, but in the first half, we didn't handle their movements very well up front, and it was still a game, but it was a six-man box. It wasn't an overloaded box or anything like that. We didn't handle their defensive line early in the first half.
Chip, why not call any timeouts on that final defensive drive to try and save some clock for the offense?
Well, I think if we call timeouts, we're just saving clock for them to score. We're ahead in that situation, so we felt like Billy always felt like we were in a good look. And, we were on a headset. If you need it, we can use it, but he didn't feel like he needed it. So,
did you sense that the defense was gassed at all there on the field for 41 plus minutes?
No, I didn't get it. Didn't sense that.
What happened on Caleb's both misses?
On Caleb's both misses, I'd have to ask him technically on that. I didn't, but he missed him. So, it was clean. It was a clean, looked like a clean snap and a clean hold, from where I saw on the sideline. I haven't seen the film yet.
How did he kick after you acquired him in practice?
He was fine in practice, but I said that the other day. There's a difference between practice and a game, and you can't simulate anything in practice that's going to give you this environment, and that's what, I said that the other day. It was going to be a big unknown because he hadn't had the opportunity to kick for us in a game.
What would change the kind of mentality you guys support to you?
We thought we had it early, but we just weren't protecting it well. So when we had an opportunity to protect it, then we had the opportunity to get it. We had one to Nelson early, and then we got one to Coop, and then we got one to Miles. But we felt like we had a shot at it, but we just had to protect it better, and we ended up protecting it better in the second half than we did in the first half.
What made this week that we decided to go downfield more?
Coverage and how they played us.
Why did they call for the double reverse after the Aguilar?
We thought we had a good look. And it just looked like it was the exchange was there, but we had the corner. I think we got the exchange down. We thought we'd have the corner. We're trying to get Nelson involved in terms of what he did. Made a big play right there.
Were you concerned about his conditioning after making a long catch like that?
No, not at all.
Chip, why do you think this team's having a hard time putting four quarters?
We're not executing. I think they play with great effort, but we're not executing, and I think we're making it's the execution part. And that's what I told them after the game is I don't fault any of them for an effort standpoint. I think they all play hard. They all give you everything they got, but we're just, there's certain things we got to do where we got to execute. We had a couple key drops in the fourth quarter. We catch those balls, those drives stay alive. We had two key drops, I think, when we're trying to drive and keep the ball on our side and put us into, I think you catch those two balls, those drives stay alive, and we give ourselves an opportunity to score more points there, but we just got to execute.
On defense, all three levels were banged up.
Mm-hmm.
What effect did that have on the defense?
I mean, obviously, when you lose players, that has an effect on you. But we don't make any excuses. Everybody loses players, so.
I realize it's really early in the season, but can you speak to what kind of hole puts you guys in?
We're not concerned with that. We gotta go win a football game. I don't think we're concerned with where we are, holes or anything like that. We gotta win a game.
Given that you lost so many more players midway through the game, how do you account for playing better in the second half than you did in the first?
It was just it's executing. We executed in the second half at times. Compared to what we did in the first half, specifically offensively.
You hadn't called jet sweeps until this game with Darren. What made you think that they would work today?
Just the front we were playing.
Correct execution. Is that a correctable thing?
Yeah, I think it's very correctable. That's the difference between being a good player and being a great player. Can you do it on a consistent basis? And that's what we're not getting right now. We're not getting consistent execution.
How's Sam looking?
I thought when we had time, I thought he looked good.
Chip, you have a lot of new players this year. Do you think that any of the execution issues are a matter of guys having played together?
That we don't make excuses. No.
Is there a process that they're going through right now?
We got to make plays. We can't delay the season. We got to make plays. We're not making plays right now.
Chip, what leads you to believe that the team is going to be able to execute?
Because I think they play hard. I think they do what we ask them to do, and we just got to get it straightened out.
Did Peters and Kendricks re-aggravate injuries?
I don't know. I just know they're out. So they just tell me if they're up or down. They couldn't go. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Chuck.